start while I'm reading
that. Gotcha. All right, thank you. So who's reading? Hal's going to read it. We're going to start with the two dots. Let's go. Tana Banan.
Tana Banan.
Vava Me'alef.
Re'at Ishati. Re'at Arusati. Re'at Berushuti. Re'at Zukut. Oh, did I skip?
No, you're doing fine.
Re'at Kununayi Mekudeshet.
Kneeley, right? How are Kneeley and Mekudeshet?
Kneeley and
Mekudeshet.
They all work.
So what do these things mean?
So you are my wife, you are my betrothed, you good. Are my acquired.
Good.
It works.
Mekudeshet. Next. Hareyat.
Hareyat Shelly, you are mine. Hareyat you are in my reshut. Hareyat Sekukali, you are
bound.
Bound to me. Mekudeshet.
Good. So all these terms, they're good terms. They're not the classic terms of Kiddushin. It's not Harayat Mekudeshes, but they're all good enough to constitute a traditional Kiddushin. So then the Gemara says, hey, 1 second.
Why don't you learn them all at once?
Good.
Tana Talat. The Tana that learned them, I guess, in threes.
Good. And Talat Shaminu.
Tana Shaminu Garasinu. That they learned them in threes and they taught them in threes.
Good.
Okay, you
bothered. Was anyone bothered by this? Pesach raised this question before. I think it's a good question. What's the significance of this little exchange here? Yeah, it's not like a major part of the sugya, but.
Well, if you learn them all like one, then if one is flawed, then it all flawed, right?
What do you mean?
That if let's say, you know, one of the examples is not a good example, then they're all bad.
That's true. So but here they're all good. No, here they're all good.
But I'm saying if you would find
the. But once they're all good, the Gemara is saying, if they're all good, why don't you just tell me they're all good? If one was not good, tell me five are good and one is bad. But here we have six terms that are all good. So list them all six and say they're good.
But we have a difference between the first three, which are more specific, and the second three, which are less specific.
Ah, so that's I think that's the question. I think that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is saying like this. That there really is no difference between them all. Right?
Effectively.
There's no difference. You think there's a difference in terms of Lashon?
Yes.
What's the difference in terms of Lashon? The Gemara is apparently saying not like that.
I think
even the Maskara Gemara is that there's really no difference in terms of Lashon.
Because we have to bring proof for the others.
What others? Just these six. No, nothing later. Nothing writing those things later. Just the first six right here. Not the Ibaruhu yet. Before the Ibaruhu. These six terms, the Gemara says, are all good. But it parses out. These three are good, and these three are good.
But the first three...
It's
a word of marriage. The second one, you're acquired to me.
Which one's the word of marriage? You're my wife.
Yes.
You're my Rusa.
Now, you're mine. It means, you're mine. You know, you go down the street, you see the worker standing, you see, you're mine. You take him along on a bus and you have him put up your lights or something, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah. On Hempstead Avenue, maybe.
Or Depot, right over here in the Lawrence.
Yeah, okay.
With the hell of the people, though. Or Hare Bishu Sasi, you know.
But what's your point?
These languages may lead one to...
Which?
The second three.
The second three are different?
Yes, they are different, because they can have different implications. You link them, he attaches a ball...
You may Rusa, you're Kaniya.
It's like he's picked up a prisoner.
One second, you're Kaniya? Your Kaniya is different between a woman and something else?
You buy it.
I understand, but,
what does that mean?
But that's
mean
first, that's my point. That's among the first three.
The first three seem more related to...
No, Kaniya is among the first three. Those are the first three.
Then I made a mistake.
Right?
But the others,
so
like,
you're
my reshut, somebody walks into your store, you have a store, and I walk into your store, I'm in your reshut, does that mean I'm married to you?
Right, but I think the premise of the Gemara is saying, listen, these all six are equally unclear insofar as they're not unique to Kiddushin, and yet we say
Mekudeshes is good.
No, Mekudeshes just means that she's Mekudeshes.
Arisase is a very strong term.
I understand, but none of these are language that are traditional in the sense that it's Harayat Mekudeshes.
Yes.
So you're saying, listen, all six are the same.
If they're not in that more traditional language of
other. Exactly. So if they're all six the same, they're equally untraditional, then why not teach them all together? What's bothering the Gemara? What's bothering the Gemara is what you're trying to do. You're trying to distinguish between the first three and the second three. Right? So when is the distinction? I understand that you teach me in groupings. I think that's the very thing that the Gemara is grappling with over here. When you're teaching me in groupings and you're breaking it up, so, it must be that there's a difference between the first three and the second three. And the Gemara is saying, you know what? There really is no difference. They're equally obtuse. They're equally untraditional. So why are you telling me these three and these three? There's no Myra to one group as opposed to the other group. So the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. That's not why they're separated. Don't get bogged down in that question. It's not a question of the categories. It's just practical. The Tana was taught them this way, the Tana learned them this way, and the Tana said them over that way. It's more pragmatic than is anything else. But it's a good question insofar as when you see groupings, to recognize that very often things are grouped together for a reason. And that's what the Gemara is bothering the Gemara here. Okay.
What's the reason?
It's a subtle point. The reason is just that it was the way the Tana heard them. Tana heard them and taught them all the same way he heard them.
Why? That's just reading it from the person from who he heard him. Why did the person who gave him
think? We don't know. That's the way he was telling over to him. That's what he wanted to. Yeah. Maybe it was on two different days.
Oh, okay.
We don't know. Alright. Ibelu. Now we get to the meat of the sugya over here. Ibelu. Vavam al Ibelu. About 8 lines down.
Ibelu. So the Gemara asks about new things, different.
7 lines down. Ibelu, yeah.
Mechedet le'imaho. So what about we say you are unique to me, or meyuelat limahu, ezrati mahu, nagadati mahu, natsurati mahu, salati mahu, segurati mahu, tachti mahu, tefushati mahu.
That's tefusati.
Tefusati mahu, lekuchati mahu.
That's what we're getting to answer yet. So all these terms, right? These terms are different than the first terms, than the first six. These terms are even more obscure, more obtuse, right? Mr. Brody, I think even you would agree that the first six terms, those, okay, they smack of Kiddushin. Arusa, Kanuya, you're my Rishos, you're my Zakuka to me. Okay, all those things have aspects that we could see, yeah, they make sense in the context of the Kiddushin. These things have nothing really to do with Kiddushin. These are general terms, just generic words. You're my helpmate. You are my counterpart. You are singled out. You are designated. It can mean anything. You are my rib. Right, that's my personal favorite of the sugya there, right? You're my rib. You are my segurasi. What does that mean?
You are close to me.
Right, you're close to me. Aww. So what are these things have anything to do specifically with Kiddushin? Nothing. So that's why there's anybody over here. So what do we say about these cases? How do we resolve them, do we?
We resolve one of them.
Okay, so the rest of that, I can tell you one for sure. Which one?
Pashut mi hachadash. The Tanya, v'me lekuchati, harei zo mekodeshet. Why? Mishum she'emar, ki yikach ish isha.
Good, stop there. What does that mean?
Because it has lashon of pasuk in it.
Good, so which one? Lekuchasi, I can tell you is good. How can I tell you lekuchasi is good? Because the lashon of the Mishnah, the lashon of the pasuk rather, so if a guy says, you are the one that's kicha, you know, you're kicha to me, you're taken, so that, again, finds itself really more appropriately in the above category. Right? It's more like Kanuya and you're my Arusa. Fits in more with those than it does with the latter ones. Alright? So now we go right there. Ibola. Next question.
Ibailahu Harupati Mahu. So Gemara asks now.
Harufasi Mahu.
Harufati Mahu. So what about if you say Hari Harupati?
What does that mean?
You are.
Not from Harif?
No, not from Harif.
So that just means betrothed according to in the Torah. That's a Mechlefet.
Yeah, it's a term that means betrothed, but it's unique really to a Shifta. I'm talking about. Shifta Harufa. I don't think whoever's. Did anyone call him?
I think
he's singing in the.
That wasn't him.
That's him playing tenor. Should I ask?
Ask who? What?
Is anyone there?
That's his music, isn't
it? Yeah, no, it's me.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Hey, what's the deal?
Is anyone there?
Can you hear us?
I accidentally muted it, but now I'm good.
Okay. All right, picking up with the second Ibelu, okay? Got it. Ibaru Sharuf al Siman. Tashma. We're about 10 lines down. Okay, go ahead.
Tashma. The Tanya, so we learn in the Braita, Ha'omer Chorufati Mekodeshet. Shechem Be'Yehuda Korin La'Urusa Chorufa.
Good. So why does it work? Says the Gemara, because we find that in Yehuda, they call an Arusa a Chorufa. Very nice. Now we don't have the problem. What's the problem? What's the problem? You're trying to teach me the din where?
In the whole world.
You're trying to teach me the din in general. So you're telling me that because in Yehuda they do this, so therefore this is applicable everywhere? Is Yehuda Ruby the Alma? Is that the majority of the world?
I have to set the question. Good. Where did they get Harufa from? Like, it wasn't in the... Why did they just bring a new one?
No, it's a new question. It's not part of the list. Right, new question.
And they're just leaving the other ones?
Yeah, can't... it's going to be revisited in a minute, but right now it hasn't been answered. The Gemara is going to revisit it when it says, well, what are we dealing with in that above case? And we ultimately know the end of the Gemara. It's unresolved. Right? Take it. But what's the Gemara's kasha over by Harufa? So you tell me in Yehuda they say Harufa, very nice. What about the rest of the world?
What should it apply?
So what's the Gemara say?
Hachikama.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't mean to say that just because in Yehuda it's called Arusa, Arusa is called Harufa, therefore the rest of the world it's equally good. No.
I
don't
think it would be. Because now you say objectively people do use it, therefore the term should be a term.
So what do you see from that, though? But that's not true.
Well, it has to be
right.
Because it has to be what? It has to be understood there. If that's not the usage of the word in that locale, it doesn't have the same meaning. Like I said before, you travel around the world, there are certain words that we say, you go someplace else, they have totally different meanings.
Right.
Right? We don't say dustbin.
Right.
We say garbage.
In the shop that you
go to water closet. We don't say water closet here.
Yeah, but you just don't use it.
Right, we know what it means. Because we know what it means over there, but I'm here. Sometimes they have no meaning, a totally different meaning here. Even though we know what it means over there, but here it doesn't have that significance.
How does it work outside of
Yehuda? Outside of Yehuda, apparently, they did not use the term Harufa for Arusa. It was not used for that term.
Did it have a different term, or was this a word that was supposed to use?
Apparently, it wasn't used for that. It's unclear whether it had a different meaning or not, but it certainly didn't have that meaning. Or maybe it had a similar meaning, but only in a specific context. Right, the context of the Torah is the case of the Shifra. Right? And it hit the head. What does that mean? If you're on a ship, it means that you go to the men's room. But it doesn't mean, if you say that here, what does that mean? It doesn't have any meaning. No, I've never heard that
before.
Which word?
Hit the head.
Hit the head.
That's the
name.
Right? The head. Yeah, maybe. I'm sorry, there are some words that they just have totally different meanings in certain places.
In England, they call it the loo.
The loo, right. That's what I'm saying, that there are certain words that you might know that the user really said, oh, it doesn't mean anything. Or it has a different meaning. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, let's play that.
On the continent, they call it the VC or WC.
WC, right. Okay.
Hachikama. אמר חורפתי מקודשת שנאמר והיא שבחה נחרפת לאיש.
Yes, we have a pasuk. See, we have a pasuk. The pasuk uses the lashon charufa, and the Gemara says, "Oh, you see, look. If a person will say charufasi, it's good kiddushin because you have at least a lashon of pasuk, which implies that charufa means at least the gavi shivcha, then it means betrothed. Va'olam."
Ve'yuda korin la'arusa charufa.
Good. The Gemara says two things. We have a pasuk. And we also have this Matthias that Yehuda call Arusa Harufa. But the Gemara is bothered by that. What's the problem?
Yehuda od the od licha.
Right. What do you mean the od? What does the od mean?
Why do we need both?
The od means like moreover. Tell you even better, stronger. Right. What do you mean? The pasuk means a siyura from the Matthias and Yehuda. You bring me a pasuk. What do I mean the od? The od. It happens to be in Yehuda. They do this. Who cares? Tell me how to puzzle. That's sufficient. So the Gemara says, yeah, right, that's true. Hachikamar.
Ela hachikamar. Ha'amer charufa biyuda mekudeshet.
Ah, so now we've limited. You're right. What we really need to say is like this. When does it work for a person to say, you are my charufa?
Only there.
What's that?
Only there.
You're my charufa in Yehuda. Why? Shekein biyuda kolin arusa charufa. That's where it works. You see? It works over there. So we're asking. Now we get back to Mikey's question. What about all those terms above? We had this question. When did the question apply? So there's obviously a lot to discuss here. Right? We're going to come back to this in a second. But now the Gemara just wants to know, when we had that Iberlehu with all that whole list, what kind of background are we talking about? When do those terms potentially work or not work? The Gemara wants to know, you say you're my rib. Does it work or does it not work? You say you're my counterpart. Does it work or does it not work? Iberlehu. So the Gemara says, how am I asking you? What are we talking about when you raise that question? What are the possibilities? Can you read it inside? I think it's Gita v'kidusha.
Good.
What does that mean?
How she know what you're talking about?
She has no idea. So is not working through the two possibilities. If you tell me they had no prior discussion, the guy walks over and says, "You're my rib," how is she supposed to know what he's even referring to? Right? So if she doesn't even have any context to know what he's referring to, then the girls assume that it's for sure no good.
But didn't we discuss in by get, for instance, as long as the Adam knew that what the context was, then it would be fine?
Right? So I think that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, listen, it's for sure that these terms have nothing to do with Kiddushin. It's not like when you hear this, you know it's Kiddushin, right? That's not the question, according to this Tzah. The Gemara is saying, if there's no context, if there's no Medabima, Iske Kiddushaha, then for sure it's no good. So what Elamai, what must it be? Must
ela,
be what?
Ela, the Ela, the Medabima, Ali.
Good, so she knows. She knows that you're interested in courting her, interested in being Mekadosh her, actually. You want to betroth her. That she knows. So now what's the problem?
Even if he was just said nothing. And
good, so in a case where the woman Dabi Maliske Kiddushah, what would happen if he gave it to her and said nothing? Be good. Shasak, we discussed that. Shasak is fine. So what happened over here? He did more. He spoke to her about before. Then later he comes around and he says, "You're my rib." So that's the Ibayla. Does that mean anything or does that mean anything? Is it good condition or is it not good condition? How come I ask you then?
I mean,
I have to. At least you can get a shasik. How can that mean? So it should work over here too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I skipped you. Right. I'm sorry. Go back to me.
Okay. Right. The Tanan.
I'm just very eager.
Right, because we learned the Mishnah. Hayam edaber im isha iske gita b'kedusha v'natan la gita b'kedusha v'lo piresh. Rav Yossi omer dayo. It's enough. Rav Yehuda amar tzarich lefaresh.
Right. So that's our question, Avi Hirschman. Right. Yeah. He spoke to her to get before. She knows she's getting divorced. That's fine. You give it to her. That's the position of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, tzarich lefarish. You have to say, here's your get, here's your condition. How do we paskin? So we paskin. Like,
Shmuel.
I left with Rabbi Yossi. So now what are we left with? We're going to say, hey, right, that should be the case over here. Tell me, Medabi Mal Eske Gita V'Kiddushah. Then he comes along and says, you're my rib. Now, what should be the case? What should be the halacha? Should be good. That's the better. Is it in fact the same? That's what the Gemara is really asking. Is it really the same? So Amri
le'olam le'olam ima al iske gita b'kedusha.
Good.
V'ide yahiv la v'shatik hachinami.
Right. If he gave it to him with silence, it would be good. So say the same thing over here. He gave it to her, but he said something strange. Should still be good. So what does the law say?
Hacha b'may eskinan. Dehav la v'amar la b'hani.
B'hani, Bishni. So he gave it to her, and instead of being shasak, he used one of these strange terms. That's the Ibarlehu. That's what the Gemara is concerned about. Does that work, or does that not work? Is it different than shasak? Is it worse than shasak? What is it?
Well,
the husband can be better than
this is the question. Hani lishne kedushe hamala? Are we talking about lashon? Is he saying it in lashon lashem kedushin?
Can we posit that, right? Can we say that when he used that term, because of medabim before, can we say that now when he said this strange term, he means kedushin? Or do we have to assume that since it connotes the possibility of something else, it implies something else, a person could say, oh no, this was just an invitation to come and work, then maybe it doesn't mean Kiddushin. Maybe there's not a good Kiddushin. What's the resolution?
Take it.
Could we just run through the last part?
Yeah, the last part is really the key here. Everything else is just steps to get the last part. What's the end? The end is, we're talking about a case where he spoke to her before about Kiddushin. Lady comes over to her, and he says, Hare at Tzalasi, Hare at Sigurasi, Hare at Atsurasi. What's the, Mahu? It's good or not good? The Gemara says, Teku. Why is it Teku? Because she could say, well, maybe it means Kiddushin, maybe it means Malacha. The Lashon is not clear on its face that it means Kiddushin.
So she would still need a get from him. She wanted to marry somebody else, and he might need a get now to marry somebody else.
So let's take that step.
Not.
Let's see. What do you mean?
I mean, it's,
you mean if he did this?
So there's nothing happened altogether to be suspect about. If she can marry Cohen, he can't. You know, what's going? What is this change in the concept? Can he marry a sister?
Her sister?
She's alive.
Oh, so your question?
About, you know, and what does this complete?
This was Chaim's question. Chaim asked me this question before.
Yeah.
So I think this is something that really seems to be machlokas in the Rishonim. Exactly, what do we do with this teiku? How unresolved is it? What's the status of this matter that's so unresolved? All right, is there any other facts here? Yes, no. Should I say again? For those that are just tuning in, the facts are this: a man talks to a woman about the possibility of being mekudesh, getting married, having kiddushin, and then it seems that she's interested. And then a little bit later, he comes over to her and he says some language which really doesn't indicate kiddushin. It may imply Kiddushin, but it also could imply a situation of contracting for work. Malacha, the Gemara says. So what's that?
What?
Work. He's hiring her for work. He says, you are, what's a good one that would mean maybe work? You're seized. You're seized to me. Doesn't really mean Kiddushin. Maybe it means you're seized.
SRT also.
Yeah, you may help me. You're my counterpart. You may help me out. I got a job for you.
Unless one of them is a medical professional.
What
seize, that implies a seizure.
Oh, yeah, I think it means just like a chapta.
That's what I thought.
Right.
By the way.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that way. I'm sorry. Toughness, like it's like grabbed, tvisa. Right? That's you, right?
But don't visit the wicked.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like saying something that.
No, that requires being okay?
Yeah.
No, just want to make sure you're.
Yeah,
all right, good.
Well, why don't you use the other person? Right. Isn't that mate?
It's true. What Mr. Gray said is true. That the guy, when he says you're my rib, when he says you're my counterpart, he's trying to be Mekasher. He's using the Russian that he found in the Pasuk by Adam and Chava, right, where it says that Chava was fashioned from a rib of Adam.
And
it says that the wife is to be considered Ezer Kenegdo.
Right.
So he uses the term Ezer or Keneged or rib. He clearly, no one's debating that he means Kiddushin. The question is like Mike was saying before, in terms of the Lashon, right? In terms of the Lashon, what did he do?
But this is after he's speaking with her in the matter.
That's right, even though.
So then if you were quiet and just gave?
That would be fine.
So in his mind, he intends this, and if she takes it, is she completely free?
Good. I don't think so. Let's see. That's the question that's in the Rishon. That very question is raised by the Rishon. Let's see. Let's take a look at the Tosfos Riazak in here.
Did you mention yet what the positions are about that situation?
It's an Ibarahu. It's a taking. The Gemara has a question. The Gemara says, unresolved. Unresolved. Do we say that I have the basis for assuming that he means Kiddushin and therefore it's Kiddushin because I spoke before? Or no? Because these terms can mean something totally different, it doesn't help that I was Madabu and Alaska Kiddushah. Right? If I spoke to her before about Kiddushin, then I say nothing, I give her a ring, it's clear what I mean. If I come over and I speak to her about Kiddushin an hour ago, and I come and I give her money, and I say, you're my helpmate, you're my helper, maybe I mean she's hired for some job. So that's the question. The question is, when I use ambiguous language following Medabrimah, do I say, well, I could take the ambiguous language and attribute it to that which I was medabim more about? Or do I say, no, since it's another possibility is open, I can't do that. Take it. But yes, this question is being raised specifically because of medabim more. If there was no medabim more,
nothing.
Then for sure it's no good. You're my rib is meaningless. You're my helpmate is meaningless. That's not Lashon Kiddushin. Ah, so you're telling me medabim more, maybe now this rises to the level of Kiddushin. Take it. Look at the Tosfos Reza Arkin over here. Ki yikach alma Lashon Kiddushin? Anyone?
The English
Tosfos? Tosfos Reza Arkin, on the far left side of the page in the standard Shas. I think even the article has it. On the far left, it's about three or four lines down from Tosfos Low. See the big Tosfos Low? Three lines down in the Tosfos Reza Arkin, there's a bunch of conditions in the back. We got a lot of Gemaras in the back.
Okay.
Right by the colon, key.
Oh, this one is two. So.
All right, whenever you're ready, Avi, take it away.
Yidach, Alma Lashon Kiddushin. Yidach, Tabe, the Habe Safek in
Kiddushin. Tibay, I think those cases he's saying now are subject to this question. They're Safek. Safek in the Kiddushin. Is it Shem Kiddushin or not? Harufa, fine. Alma Lashon Erisin.
Oh, I have some kind of brackets over there.
What do you have?
She came be Yehuda Korin Arusa.
Yeah.
Then Harufa Alma Lashon Erisin.
Because of that.
Who?
Okay. Next.
Ruba da Alma. Leka Lameimar de Yi Have Ruba da Alma Have Kedushin. I had.
You have more though, don't you?
So read that. I have the brackets.
Fine, read it again. Read the whole thing again. This is the key part now.
What's the first word of that one?
The standard one is Ruba da Alma. The fancy Gemaras have a little bit different. So you'll read it with the fancy language. Go ahead.
Ruba da Alma, Leka Lameimar de'i Yahave Ruba da Alma, Hare Kedushin, Af B'miut.
Right. You can't say that it's Kedushin Af B'miut. Leka Lameimar. You can't say that it's Kedushin. See, this was Heshi's question. You're going to say just because it works one place, is it, right? Leka Lameimar. Can't be that.
In Eno Sham Lashon Kiddushin.
Right. If it's not Lashon Kiddushin there, it's not going to be good.
Shahare Af Im Omeres Shedata Shaloshon Amar La Lashon Kiddushin Haim Ha'edim.
Stop. Stop. Haim. Kiddushin Haim. Haim is going back on the Lashon. So even she says, oh, and he said, you're my rib, I understood that he meant it's Kiddushin. I understood that's what he meant. As opposed to what means it in my rib?
Yeah. Meaning what? You're just saying that as an example.
That's one of the lists.
That's the actual thing it says.
That's one of the lists, yeah.
Is that what they use to try proving this point?
No, it's just anyone. I just thought that's my favorite. It could be anyone. You could pick anyone you want. You're my seized one. We'll use that one. You're my seized one. So she says, when he said, you're my seized one, he meant Kiddushin. That's how she says that. So Tzadik 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 says, no, it's not going to help. Why? Because the Edom don't understand that that's what the Lashon means. To them, it doesn't mean that. Right? They're in a place where they don't use this language. Even though she says, I knew that's what he meant, and the Edom say, we don't know that's what he means. Yeah.
It seems like it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter where they use it, how they use it, who understands. Because, like, let's say you're my chair. She happens to know that I mean Kiddushin. Like, just because she knows, like, that's just not a way of talking. But if a group, there is a way of talking now, objectively, no matter how, if most people don't use it like that, but there's a group of people that do, that should work. That's like considered part of a language. If you're just saying in a language now, that should be okay, even if it's not used in a particular place or even the majority.
Good.
Of
so he's explaining exactly why it doesn't work now. He explained exactly why it doesn't work. He might even be saying you have a good time now. Right? So this is where Zaki might be saying, Hashem, you have a good time. Maybe it's Lashon. Maybe it is Lashon, because it's used that way by some people. But you have a problem with it. What's the problem? The Eden. The Eden don't understand what it means to mean that. Because it's in a place where they don't use that term for that purpose. So they even hear it. What are they hearing? In that double bowl, even.
That's just a question of interest, though. Not really in a
Kiddushin. Fine. Well, not. There's a problem, though.
Yeah.
You need Aedis for Kiddushin.
Right, but I would say that's the problem.
Right. That's exactly the same.
Aedis, not in.
No, but it's a specific type of Aedis that you need for Kiddushin. You're right, but let's hear what he's saying. In terms of what they witnessed, they didn't witness anything.
Right.
What do you mean they didn't witness anything? Because what they heard was gibberish. Alright? Mitzad Mashim Omrim Shekavanos Ore Kiddushin. Where is it? How is it clear to them? It's like for those guys that were here last week when we did that piece in the what was it, the Torah Kitten? About the two brothers, and the brother comes into town, and he says, "Here's money for your daughter's kiddushin," and then he walks away. No one knew exactly what's talking about. They even asked him after, "What did you mean?" And he says, "Oh, I meant it was for me." The mentor is me, right? The woman had said that's not good. Yeah, it's not enough, right? But it's similar in the sense that over here the Eidim only know what was meant because after the people involved said, "Oh, this is what we meant." But at the time when the process was taking place, and that's important, it was not understood to them, and therefore something was lacking. Yeah, El Hafi Kamar.
Eichi Avid Miyemra
Memra
Chaluta the Tani Mikudashes Ki'ilu Have Mikudashes Birov Ha'olam Ishim Avinim Halashem.
Right, I think that he's saying this is what the Gemara means. See, the Tosis really is bothered by the issue that was raised here a few minutes ago. He's saying, so what if it's good? That's what the Gemara says. Are you telling me that it's good in the whole world? Now, what's the implication that you could take away, that you can get from that? What's the inference that you can make? That, let's say it's true. Let's say Yehuda was Rav HaOlam. Then what?
Then
he could do it where?
Anywhere.
Tosafot exactly says, no, it cannot mean that. It can't mean that. Why can't it mean that? Because it cannot possibly be that just because something is used in 75% of the world, and now you go to that last 25%, and you use a term that's not used there, he said it can't be that's good. Why not? Because they even have no idea what they're listening to. Right?
Okay.
So he says it must mean something else. When the Gemara makes this comment, what does it mean? Hachi avi memu chaluta katani mekudeshes ki'ilu avi mekudeshes b'rova olam shemavini melashon. Or do you have a little different, or do you have what you have?
That's what I have.
Okay, so he's just reading the pshat a little bit differently, but our concern is more the first point. Why does he say it won't work? Even if 75% of the world uses it, you're in that one quarter of the world where you don't use it. What's lacking? What's deficient? What's missing? Aedim. Good. Are the Aedim there?
Yeah.
The Aedim are there.
They would witness the Kiddushin.
Did they witness the Kiddushin? Yes or no? I just wanted to witness the Kiddushin.
They didn't understand what was being said, then how could you call them aiding the Kiddushin?
Okay, but did they see the Kiddushin?
Yes.
What did they see?
They saw the man saying some weird words.
Is that all they saw?
They saw some object.
So the Maizu Kiddushin, right? Whatever it was, the ring, the money, the star. I mean, there's no star probably because he's using this language, right? They saw that, and yet it's no good. Why is it no good? So what do you see from that?
Part of understanding that is part of the Maisa condition.
Part of the what is part of the Maisa
condition?
Let's hold off on the Aedim. What's essential? Aedim essential, that's for sure.
A language, understand, a mutual understanding.
Why? Why?
Because that's what you're trying to accomplish is having...
Go back to what we discussed before in terms of Harayat. What does this show you about the way Tosos really understands the Harayat? What's its purpose? What role does it play? Seems like it's part of what? Seems like it's part of the condition, right?
Right.
Seems like it's part of the condition. Not, like we said before, maybe just for some other, Right?
That is
Kedushin. It is part of
Kedushin.
It's part of Kedushin. It's part of the Maaseh Kedushin. There's the Nesina and there's the Amira, both part of the Maaseh Kedushin. It's not, you know, just for Kavan or for Das. So we know that there's meaning of the minds. That's not the whole purpose. Right? That's another possibility, that the Amira is not actually part of the Kedushin. That sound familiar? We discussed this a few times already. Yes?
Yeah.
Should I say again? There's a basic question that we've been discussing here in terms of all these Amira Gemaras. What is the role of Amira? Is the Amira part and parcel of the Kedushin? Or is it just for lending context to what's going on so that we know that everyone's on the same page? Right? That's why we had the case where he said nothing. Does that help? Well, the Gemara says, yeah, it's good. He said nothing because they spoke before. Why is it good? Well, one of two possibilities. Either because speaking before is an Amira, and that's why it's good. Or no, you don't really need Amira. Amira is just to satisfy some requirement where everyone knows that there is Das, that there's Kavana.
So you're saying that
the Adis is... What type of Adim do you need for Kedushin, by the way? Does anyone know? A certain type of Adis... The Adi Kedushin, what type of Adim are Adi Kedushin? In terms of, what? Right? Yidin, yeah. That's what time of people.
30 years
old. No. You tell me different. You tell me what you need to be an aid. I'm asking a different question. Anyone know? There's a certain type of aid. It's called Ede Kiyum. Eidim Lekim Hadavar. Eidim Lekim Hadavar.
The Dvar doesn't exist without the...
Exactly. Now, there's two different ways to understand Eidim Lekim Hadavar. But just loosely translated for the moment means that without Eidim present, this thing didn't really take place halachically. Eidim Lekim Hadavar, that it's a necessary component in the process to have Eidim present. And if Eidim aren't there, it's like the whole process didn't take place.
So it's so objective to have Eidim, and if they're not there or they don't understand what's going on, that objective isn't fulfilled. Right?
Good. So what do you see from here? You see that according to Tosfos Re, the Amira is part of the Kedushin. If they can't lay claim to having understood the Amira, for all intents and purposes, like they didn't, they weren't there for it, and therefore the Maaseh Kedushin was not fully witnessed by Eidim. That's what we say, and that's why it's so good. Yes?
Wait, so we're saying two things, or at least...
We're saying two things, I'm just trying to explain what type of Eidus he's talking about here.
Right, he's saying that Amira is part of the Kedushin.
That's right.
And also that the...
Now, since Eidim have to witness the Kedushin in order for it to take place, so one could say they witnessed the Kedushin, so what, they didn't understand the words. So that must mean that the words are part of the Kedushin. So they didn't really witness the Kedushin. Because they can't say we witnessed something if it didn't have any meaning to them. What can they say we witnessed? What can we say they saw? They saw me give a ring, but they didn't see anything else because the words were just Chinese. You can't say they were aiming for that.
Right, but why do you have to say the Kiyum now? Why can't we just say that?
Because that's Din by Kedushin. That's Din to have Aiden that you need.
Okay, fine.
That's not part of Machlokas here. Alright, is this clear? Let's take a look at the run quickly. We're not going to do a whole run. It's a long run. Let's just hone in on a few lines of the run. Are we right?
Yeah.
What's the matter? You rough morning?
Yes.
Really?
How do you know the Kedushin is no good if the witnesses didn't understand the words?
That's what he's saying. That's what he's suggesting. He's saying that's why it's no good. Because Adam was there, and the words meant nothing to them. So it's like you have no Adam. It's like Adam are not there. It's as good as having no Adam there.
You're saying it's no good?
The wheat. It tells us we as okay. We'll see in a minute that the Ron says doesn't agree with that.
Yeah.
The Ron says something different.
He's saying the Amir is part of the mindset, but he's also saying the Amir is only part of the mindset in terms of the Adam understanding it. Meaning like, it only goes into effect once the
Eidim
understands.
Right, as far as the Eidim are concerned, it doesn't exist. The Amir doesn't exist. It's not an Amir for them.
Right. Meaning, like, it doesn't matter if the Amir exists for the two people there.
That's right, you see that. That's what he says. He looks and they ask them after, what did you mean? They said, this is what we meant. Yeah. That's exactly. Since Eidim are what makes it happen.
Right.
The presence of the Eidim makes the Kiddushin exist, makes the Kiddushin Chal. Eidus Lukim HaGavah. You can't say this thing even comes into existence without the presence of Eidim. But you can't call them Eidim if what they're seeing is just meaningless to them.
Well, they saw...
We didn't say the second thing yet. I'm just still explaining the read.
No, but Eidim Kibur. You said there's two.
Two interpretations?
Yeah.
Well, let's hold off on that for a second.
They saw the ring.
They saw the ring.
Her accept it.
Right.
They heard him say something. They don't know what.
That's it.
But so now they're witnesses.
No.
That there was a kedusha.
That's
just because they don't know what he said. She understood.
She understood. But what?
She took the ring. She's walking hand in hand with him now. She's going to his house.
But in terms of what the Eidim experienced at that moment, what did they experience? What can they say they experienced? What did they experience?
That she took the ring and they're going to his house.
But in terms of what he's supposed to say, they didn't really experience anything.
They heard him say something.
They heard sounds come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But since it doesn't have any meaning to them, we can't say that they were witnesses to it.
Well, they're witnesses to the fact that he spoke.
Well, not to the Amir.
Not to the Amir per se. Right. They could say, we saw this guy give us something and he said some words.
Yeah.
But they can't say that they can't say that. Again, I'm using the term advisedly. I don't mean necessarily that they have to be able to come and say. That's a separate issue. And forget about that they're saying. We don't care if they say or not. We want to know, are they there? Are they present? Can we say that there were Eidim here? So what he's saying is that you can't call them Eidim to something that they have no appreciation of. What do they witness? I can't say I witnessed that if when I saw it, I didn't know what I was seeing. He says, what's his lashon again? No shmi, no ear. What's the language?
You go to a cricket match.
Right.
You don't know what's going on, but you were there. Say, was it a cricket match? Well, do you not understand what happened? No, but you were there.
Right, but you see in halacha, so Eidus works a little bit differently than just saying a guy was present. In order to be the type of witness that you need for Kiddushin, which means I was present for the process, we require a person who's present and can appreciate the process. That's the necessary ingredient in Kiddushin. You need Eidim Mekiyim HaDavar. You can't call a guy who's just there but is not an aid. He's not an aid unless he knows what he's looking at.
Okay.
It's true. You're saying take a situation in the physical world. Yeah, we call that guy a witness because the phenomenon took place in front of him, so he was a witness to the event. But in halacha, apparently, there's a higher threshold in order to be called a witness. You can't call a guy a witness just because the thing happened in front of his face. If he doesn't know what he's looking at, if he doesn't know what's going on, then he's not a witness. So it's true. He knows, he can see the money changing hands. And maybe right. Maybe even...
see the drugs changing hands.
What's that?
Oh,
and maybe even in his heart, he knows what's going on. But since the Amir is part of the Maisa Kedushin, it's not something that he witnessed. He didn't experience that. Because it just sounds to him. That's the reason. The Ran, I think, is taking a different approach.
What's the Ran?
So let's see the Ran inside. Okay, is that one a few more minutes?
Is that we have a Ran?
Yeah. Is this, you doing Kedushin Ran or Ran on
the
Ran?
The Ran in back. The Ran right here.
Traditional Ran.
Oh, no, I was just... There's a Shogun. He has a piece here on... And the Eidus Lakim HaDavar, I don't know if we're going to get to it today. So we'll just try to start with the Ran. Maybe we'll say this for tomorrow. All right? The Ran is in the Daf Yarif. You ask me, does every Gemara have a Ran? Every full Gemara has a Ran. That Gemara is just Gemara. But the full-size Gemaras all have at least a Ran and a Rif.
The ones I took.
No, I got one.
Huh?
The ones I took, they don't have.
What do you mean? Which ones did you take?
The red ones.
What red ones?
Remember? The box?
They're
all
red.
They didn't have a Ran? Oh, it's not for regular shots then.
Yeah, he said they weren't. He said they were old, so they used to publish the. Right, this is what basically used to publish the riff separately.
Was that the Sansinos?
What are they? No, not the Sansinos. Different riffs.
What Daf? Daf.
Daf
is Amr Aleph and Daf Yeruf.
Daf Yeruf.
Dapi Arif. The pages of the Rif in the back of the Gemara. Those are referred to as the pages of the Rif. It's not the Gemara, it's the Rif.
It's six lines above the
Tanan. Did you say
Bezam al-Av? Bezam al-Av in the Dapi Arif. So you see the big Tanan over there? Towards the three, four lines up from the bottom?
Yeah. That's where?
Yeah.
It's Stomp once for yes.
It's not enough time.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
You guys have it?
Yeah. No, and then...
Okay, and go up from there to six lines up. About Vamina. Vamina Lola. Someone want to read? Someone has it read? Chaim, you want to give it a try?
Is it possible I don't have the same spot either?
Huh?
This?
Elab and Medavi Ima are Iski Gita Vikidisha, Afagavi Ra Omer Ra Nami.
I thought they wanted from.
Koromar, Koromar, Umali, Ihavi Russian Kidushin, Oro, Afil Ra Omer Ra Midi, El Shanasam Ra, Kaimuan, the Havi Kidushin, Kidushe, Kirav Yossi. That's not how you Medavi Ma Iski Gita, Ukidisha. Gita Vikidisha, actually I'm not sure. Vinasama Gita Vikidisha, Vero Pirish, Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarek Lafarish, Rabbi Huda Moshmo, Holos Rabbi Yossi. Right, that's for the Gemara. Now everyone has a place? Vaminan. Not yet? Not yet? Vaminan Olam Bimadabi Maliske Gita Vikidisha. The Idi Yahiv Rav Shasik, if the guy was just quiet, it would be good. So Hachanami should be good over here. Ella Hachamai Skin, and the Yahiv Omar Law, Bahani Rishni. The Hachan coming by the way, Hani Rishni, the Kiddushay, Mashma, Al Duma, the Melacha Kamala. Karama Ve'im Isa de Hachihu, Afapisha Mitzhila Hayamadabi Maliske Kiddushaha, Haragila Daito, Shayna Chafitz Lakacha Akshav. But maybe what happened was he was speaking to her, and he showed her then that he wants to be Mekadosh her. But now when he goes ahead and he uses other language that may really have to do with Malacha, he's showing her that he's not ready to be Mekadosh her. Okay. Maybe he's doing something else. What? Not yet.
Oh, okay.
He's weakening the evidence of his intent.
V'saka b'teku.
So it's not like Shtika. It was like...
But right, exactly. Maybe he's showing some other type of intention for now. Even though this woman knows in the back of mind, yeah, this guy wants to be Mekadosh me, but maybe he's not ready. Maybe he's, you know, wants to have a different relationship first. Or maybe he wants me to work for him first and see how it goes. Right? Vesalka b'teku. And the Gemara leaves off b'teku. Hilkach. So therefore, this is now, what do you mean b'teku? So Chaim said, well, what do you do with the teku? So this is what the Ron says, you do with this teku. Hilkach, naktinan, debahani lishni, demesapkoan behu, or in Suffolk, if there was no context, meaning he was not medabbing on, he just walks over to her and he says, you're my rib. That's nothing. The halo yada my karmala. The amr the yada, l'shem kiddushin kablasinhu, sveika have mishim de lo yadinan im yish b'mashma l'shonas halo l'shem kiddushin olo. Let's say, she says, I know what he means. I know what he means. So what does he say about that? Suffolk. Suffolk Edition.
She may have...
He meant. Wait, I mean, it's strange, isn't it?
She can't know what he meant. She can know what she thinks he meant. But she wants...
The yoga. She knows what he meant.
How could she know?
She... However, that's the same case that the
reveal. He has to reveal more because she thinks she wants to be married so much. She thinks she wants to be
married.
It's not contested.
It's not contested. It's not a contested
point. This is a vada.
He meant it, and she says, I knew that's it. Exactly. According to the Ron, she's a Suffolk Kiddushin.
No, I'm saying, what's the Suffolk then? Where is the Suffolk?
If they both know, then it's no Suffolk.
Kol shelo hayu medabri maliske gita v'kiddushah, lek l'mecha shel klal, d'halo yada maika amala. V'yi amal di yada, l'shem kiddushin kablasinu sveika. Havi, mishum d'lo yadimen, im yish b'mashma l'shem as halal, l'shem kiddushin alo. V'chi yukmina l'bim medabri maliske kiddushin, kiddushah, in Achanami, you have a multi workman biyada. She could say, "Yeah, I knew." My kamala, al mishum dehachi shchiyat tfei, ubeidach lishne achrini deel the ifshutalam demahani kigon lekuchasi kinuuli and so on. Vahani achrini dafkem medabim alis kekidusha biyada. My kamala, inam deamal shein kiddushin kabosinu. Halav achi lo sheina isha miskadashas el midaita. So what's the Ron saying? Those last few lines here. What's the Ron saying specifically about this case? Specifically about the case of the Re.
The Ron is saying that she has to know that he is
Good.
That he wants to.
So let's say she says, "I know." Let's say she says, "I know."
I don't know who he's talking about, but he says it's not clear. Or I don't know who doesn't know or not, but it's not clear that the lashon is lashon of kedushin. That's why it's the suffix.
The Ron's saying it's a suffix kedushin, but why?
Because the lashon isn't clear. He doesn't bring up edim or anything like that. Right?
Not actively. Not. Not specifically. But why isn't he bothered by the Re's problem? Why isn't he bothered by the problem of the Re? Why isn't he bothered? He's saying basically, what she says, I know what he meant. That's okay. Well, at least it's a suffix. Why is he not convinced like the Re that if she says, I know what he meant, and I took it for that reason.
Not part of the Kiddushin. That would be
nice. What did you say?
You say that it has, it's not part of the Kiddushin.
What do you mean?
That they witnessed the Kiddushin, and since they did, there is a Kiddushin, but they didn't witness the context lending.
So this is one, that's the, you know, I would say the obvious, but that's one approach that we could take. That if the Re holds that the reason why the Edom have to be there is to be Edom Lakim and Davar, and therefore if they don't understand what's being said, it's nothing, right? So the Ram could say, well, the Edom have to witness the Kiddushin, it's true. They witnessed the Kiddushin. The Amira wasn't clear to them.
Lashon's not part of it.
Lashon's not part of it. So why is it still suffix? Why is it suffix kedushin, not a vada kedushin? What?
Really,
in who?
In the Edom. There's a lack in not in the kedushin per se, but there's a lack in there.
We're saying that Amira, right?
It's a lack of them being Edom. Oh, there's something missing.
We're saying that Amira is not part of kedushin. And therefore, we don't care that the Edom didn't necessarily understand the Lashon. They saw the Ma'aseh Kedushin. This is what Pesach was saying. They saw the Ma'aseh Kedushin. They heard a discussion. They could say they were Edom for what took place. I didn't understand the Mira. It's not a problem. But why is there only a Suffolk Kedushin? So what does he say? The Ram himself says why. Right? The Masav Grumbu who calls Shlohei Madabi Ma'aseh Kedushin for Kedushah. But if she says the yada l'shem kiddushin kabbalsinu sleikahave mishum de lo yadinan in which b'mashmo l'shemas halo l'shem kiddushin olam.
But now he's saying that there is something in the lashon.
Yeah. He's saying there's something in the lashon, but it's not because the Edom not understanding it. He's saying that there's something inherent in the lashon that is not 100% clear.
Oh, that it might be for something else.
Might be for something else, might be for Kedushin.
Either way, they saw Kedushin take place.
They saw Kedushin take place. Right? But they saw this process take place.
It's all thing take place.
Right, it's the whole thing take place. So the Chisor is not in terms of the fact that they didn't hear the Lashon. The problem is that inherently the Lashon is unclear. It could mean Kedushin, it could mean this. And since it could still mean Kedushin, is it possible there's a Kedushin here? Especially when she says that that's what she understood to mean. So it's not that the Edom can't be considered as being there, it's that the Lashon is inherently understandable as Kedushin, it's also potentially understood as something else.
So that's just the Metzius, it's just unknown.
What do you mean by Metzius?
That's just like a more factual thing.
I know what you mean by Metzius, I'm saying, what do you mean over here, Metzius? Metzius, whether or not there's a good marriage. Whether or not the marriage actually took place.
The whole thing.
Yeah, that's a suffix Kedushin. We're not sure. We're not sure if she's really married or not. Maybe there's Kedushin here, maybe there's not Kedushin here.
Right.
Why? Because this term is unclear.
Right. So
but it's not because of the Edom.
It has nothing to do with the Edom at all then.
No.
Well, he's not bothered by the Edom. Because
right.
The Edom
was...
It's
just a non-issue.
Yeah, but in order to say it's a non-issue, you have to say that the Lashon is not a problem for him.
I mean, in terms of Edom.
That's right. I'm saying the Lashon is not a part and parcel of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. Otherwise, you'd have the same right. Problem.
I don't know. I'd rather just say...
Yeah, it's like a different approach.
I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd personally rather say that. It has to do with Edom. And even though the actual Ma'aseh Kedushin, there is nothing wrong with it, once they're in doubt of anything that has to, that's involved in the Inyan, whether it's exactly halakhic Kedushin or not, once you put other things in, if they're ignorant of that, then it's not good. And that takes away from
the... Yeah, you want to say they both agree? You want to say the Ran and the Re both agree that Lashon is part of it?
Not halakhically of the Kedushin.
Not part of it.
Right.
Not part of Ma'aseh Kedushin.
Right. But it has to do with the Edom that, if you want to add, you want to be like,
posif, other things.
Wait, no, I mean.
Once they don't know any of that, then there's a lack in there, and there's a lack in them. Because they have to know everything that's going on.
So why should they matter if that's not part of the condition? Then?
Yeah, you're going to have to explain what's the chisar.
The whole point of them being Eidus is to have some type of...
But you're telling me that the condition's over already, according to you. The condition's over. So who cares if the condition's over? It's just like something that happened later. It seems that it has something to do with the Amira and its relationship to the condition, at least on this point.
Well, I agree with that. I'm saying if you want to hold that the Lashon has nothing to do with the condition...
I mean, everyone should agree with that.
According to some people,
right.
Do hold
so
that.
Now,
once you have all these other things,
right.
The Eidim must be holding in the whole thing.
But how are we explaining that? What do you mean by the whole thing? What?
In reality, halakhically, the Kiddushin is fine. There's nothing wrong with the Kiddushin.
Right.
There's just something wrong with their Eidus, insofar as their Eidim. Because once you want to be Tosif, stop. Now it is part of the whole area, and if they're not aware of it, they're not there. There's like a lack of das going on.
You want to say that once I'm saying something, it becomes part of the Maaseh Kedushin, even though inherently it's not part of the Maaseh Kedushin.
Yeah,
that's really what you're saying.
That's what I would think is better to say.
Like if I say that
really the Eidim have to be aware of that and really understand and know what's going on. Otherwise, there's a lack. There's a lack. Well, otherwise, you don't need to be most of anything.
I don't feel like it's a lack.
They're not knowledgeable as far as being Eidim.
I don't feel like it matters because, you know, the condition is done with, like, why does it matter?
It's doing it at the same time. It's not like it happened after, it's been doing it at the same time. Or, yeah, because they should sleep. Now, if they don't know the shas at that time, then there's a problem.
I'm more inclined to to think the other way, that
right.
Once the condition's over, it's over. It doesn't matter if it's something that's, you tell me, super added. But maybe tomorrow we'll see if there's another, maybe we could take another approach. There's a Rashba on the previous Amud, which has a similar approach to a different problem that we already discussed. Maybe we'll see that Rashba inside. He also gets into the problem of Eidus. And then maybe we'll spend another little time on this idea of Eidus Lekeim Adavar. Two approaches in the Achron, how to understand Eidus Lekeim Adavar. And then move on. I mean, the next sugya is, the rest of the sugya is pretty much here, so not much more to do here on this piece. All right? Have a good day.
So how do you know that we're allowed to kill him?